It's Tuesday morning, June 3rd, and I'm here speaking with
Jared Lewis
of
Living Systems Land Management.
And we're here at Neary Lagoon, and it's a nice morning. There's a little bit of clouds, and there's a rather unique sight here of something over 100 goats chewing away on the rather overgrown grass in this area. How many goats do you have here?
We have 220, give or take maybe 5 or 10.
And how did you come about to bring them to this location?
We've been working with Santa Cruz Parks and Rec, with Dina Robertson and Steve Homick, and made rodeos out at Lighthouse Field, trying to find some alternative vegetation management methods. And we've just been trying to create some alternative management ways for that Santa Cruz could use, and talking to them for the past couple months, and finally they said, let's do it.
Well, these goats are quite something here. They're probably all different colors and kinds and shapes. And what kind are they, and where are they from?
The two breeds that dominate the herd are the South African boar goat. They're the white bodies with the red heads, and they're a larger breed, and the Spanish goat, and they're both considered meat breeds. We don't eat them, but we don't milk them either. They're used primarily for land clearing, and there's a large ethnic market for their meat.
And it looks like that one whole entire area has already been done. Already been essentially goat mode. How long do you think it's going to take them to finish this part?
We estimate 10 to 15 days, but at the rate they're going now, it could be just a little bit over a week. They do about an acre a day.
And what are the benefits of using goats to take down your weeds?
One of the main benefits of using goats as opposed to mowing they're better than mowers because they leave less bare soil, they leave a little bit more habitat for the animals. Mowing can spread unwanted vegetation like invasive weeds and non-native plants. They spread the seed all over the managed area, and where goats will actually take the seed heads off a thistle or other noxious weeds and remove them from the managed area. Also, it's a good way to reduce herbicidal applications, and they also provide a natural fertilizer, and the hoof impact helps incorporate some of the the dried dead organic material into the soil, and it's good for soil health and the mineral and energy flow.
Of course, worldwide, goats don't have that good a reputation in terms of land use, having been associated with desertification in Africa. Can you tell me why that sort of problem's not an issue here?
The reason why these goats are not detrimental to the area is because of how they're managed. And one of the problems is that what you get with goats is that you leave them in an area for too long, and they have a negative impact because they're overgrazing. They're causing more problems like erosion. The fecal coliform levels are too high because they're there for too long. What we do is we use high stocking density. It's basically a lot of animals for a short period of time. That way they manage as much of the grass as they can possibly eat, and then we move them on very quickly. So they're leaving a little residue, fecal material, and then we're moving them to the next area before they have a chance to either over browse or graze the trees or the grasses, and they're just doing just enough to where you start to see benefit, especially after a couple years of grazing.
And how much does it cost the city of Santa Cruz for, say, taking care of the weeds in the Neary Lagoon area? Is this a pilot program?
This is actually a pilot program, and we offered a little different rate than what we'd usually offer. We wanted to meet the price that it would cost them to mow the area, just to show them that we could be competitive with conventional methodologies. And so they're getting a great price, but generally the price is from $200 up to $1,000 per acre, depending on what that acre looks like. Where we hear it near the lagoon, it's 3 acres, and it costs around $450 to mow. So that's how much we said we'd do it for. Generally, when we're doing larger acres, we could even offer a better rate.
And do you have contract programs to help landowners maintain? I understand that poison oak is a real problem in the hills around here. Do you have anything that would help people maintain their properties on a regular basis?
Yeah, Living Systems offers long-term management plans where we work with landowners or municipalities and we write up a management plan for their specific needs. And we can manage poison oak, coyote bush, noxious weeds, such as all the different types of thistles, and any of the other invasive species that are around here, non-native grasses, any land management issues that a landowner or a municipality might have, we can address.
Will they eat star thistle, Australian star thistle?
They eat both the purple star thistle, the yellow star thistle, the bull thistle, the milk thistle, and I'm trying to think of the other thistles. I haven't yet found a thistle that they can't effectively manage. They'll graze the seed head and first, then they'll come down and they'll graze the plant. So they're great for managing the thistle, and that a lot of people are using that. Water districts are using the goats to manage their star thistle problems.
I noticed that they seem to be not too fond of fennel and dock. is there anything else around here that isn't on their menu?
Actually, the fennel and the dock, if you notice on the other side, that they've grazed it down. It's just it's one of their last choices. What goats generally do is they go for the browse first. They'll go for the broadleaf plants, the weedy plants, and they'll actually start pruning the trees. Then they'll go for the grasses, and then the last thing they'll do is they'll come back and they'll get the stemmy kind of, such as the anise and the dock. They'll hit that last.
And there seems to be quite a few swallows or swifts around here that are having a good time around the goats. Do you know if that's related in any way to their activity? Or
was saying that the swallows, what they were doing was they're swooping down and the bugs that are getting kicked up, either from the goats moving them out of the area or just the bugs coming off of being attracted by the goat's smell. The swallows are coming down and collecting them on the wings and eating them, and that's what he was telling me. So I think there's definitely some sort of symbiotic thing going on here between the birds and the goats.
And how hard is it to get these guys in and out of here? How many people does it take? What kind of effort is it to move them from one place to another?
It's actually pretty easy to move the animals when they want to go. After this is grazed, they'll want to jump back into the trailer. It takes about 30 minutes to load up a load, and a load usually is about 70 goats, and we had to take around 3.5 loads to get them all here. And it takes, we had a crew of 3 people, and we also used border collie dogs to move our flock and to manage the flock. And generally, it's the moving part's not the labor-intensive part. Setting up the portable electric fence is the labor-intensive part.
And can you tell me, how do people reach you, and if they're interested in utilizing your services?
If anyone's interested in using Living Systems, they can reach the office line at 831-425-4546 or 831-239-8370. And we'd be happy to talk to you about using goats and sheep for managing your property.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Appreciate the opportunity to get the word out there, and that's it. Thank you.